Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are coming to you in advance of the Redskins Week 15 contest against the Arizona Cardinals. This is not what we expected, but we're here. Skins are 5-8. The players in that football team, the players in that locker room want to win this game. Don't think they don't. Josh Norman had some really interesting insight on it. I talked to him earlier. As always, my man Rich Taylor's here. Taylor, say what's up, dude.
Hey, what's up, folks?
All right, I'm not even going to give Taylor a hard time about the coughing today because he's fighting a cold. He's playing, and you're not even playing hurt.
I'm playing hurt.
You just have a cold.
I just have a cold.
I mean, you cough all the time on the podcast anyway, which I don't understand, but
it's usually not multiple times, though.
Which you have a cough, so we'll deal with
it. The over-under is 2.5.
2.5? Yeah. I think well, is it like one coughing situation or per cough?
2.5 coughing situation.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty much single.
We might have to edit this. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But Taylor's here. Before we got a lot to get into. Before I'm out. All right. there's one. Astute listeners to Redskins Talk will notice that we did not do over-unders on Wednesday. The Will Blackman interview was really good, and time-wise, we were a little squeezed, and we didn't want to try to squeeze in over-unders. So Taylor has set them. We're going to run through them right now. We always start with Kirk Cousins' passing yards. He had his worst performance of the year last week with 150 passing yards. I mean, that is wildly low for him.
Yes.
His second worst, I think, was 220. So, way, way low. Taylor, what do you got for this week?
Got 280.5.
How'd you get there?
Got there. Cardinals have, I don't have the work in front of me, but, you know, took Kirk's average per game this year. Cardinals have about an average pass defense.
Okay.
So that's about his average.
280.5. I'm actually going to go under on that. I think Kirk ends with like 265.
I will go under as well. I have to see it. They got Patrick Peterson back there. They got Tyrann Mathieu back there.
Chandler Jones, bad dude.
Yeah, they have a pretty good pass rush, which is, of course, is something that's given the Redskins problems this year. So, yeah, I will go with the under.
Okay. Up next, we got Samaje Perine. Where you got Samaje? He had back-to-back 100-yard weeks.
Yeah.
Then just could get nothing going in L.A. Kind of interesting. I talked to Perine in the locker room, and he said the air quality was giving him fits. He said he came into that game with a cold, wasn't feeling well, and then the air quality in L.A. was really hurting him. You know, I've heard people talk about that. Remember that we were at dinner that night and our waitress, we were sitting outside and our waitress asked us if our eyes were burning from the air quality.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, my eyes are fine.
Maybe some people are just more sensitive to it.
Yeah. It's bizarre because I didn't notice it the whole time we were there, but clearly Samaje said it, the random waitress said it.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I are like superhuman, Taylor.
Well, neither did anybody else feel it, but
right. Well, maybe it was the scotch that we just powered right through it.
Yeah, that helped.
All right, what are Samaje Perine's numbers?
55.5.
I mean, I guess they ran the ball.
I tell you what, you couldn't could not accuse Jay Gruden of abandoning the run.
That's what I'm saying. They ran 19 carries for running backs.
Yeah, and in the middle of the second quarter, excuse me, in the middle of the third quarter, rushing pass attempts were even. Of course, they were only 17 each, 34 plays late in the third quarter. So not what you want to have on your roster, but he did stick with it.
Okay, you're going over. I'm going to sneak under that, man. I could see him ending this game with 48, 50 yards. I don't think you're going to see another rusher with a lot of attempts. But I think I asked Jay Gruden a question earlier this week about he has said we're committed to the run game. We have to do it. And I asked him, I was like, look, your run game is so beat up. You've lost three running backs for the year, including a guy that was on the Philadelphia practice squad a month ago in Byron Marshall.
And is now one of those three, one of the guys that are out.
Right. And I said, I was like, how can you stay committed to the run? And he said, you know, I don't know. And we got to try, but sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't just pass the ball all over the place. And I just think they've got to run the ball somewhat, but I wonder if they won't realize if Kirk can get anything going, maybe they're better off doing that. If they actually go to a quick pass game, those are the kind of options they'll have to consider if they can't get the run game going. And this Cardinals defense is a bear. I think they might struggle with it. I'm going under.
Okay. It'd be unusual, though, if they could not run the ball and win. They've done that three times since Jay Gruden has been here.
I'm not sure. 90
yards.
Win,
90 yards or under. Okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's why he needs to stick with the run, because if they don't run for at least 90 yards, they generally don't win, or it takes something very strange.
Right. I think this will, for them to win this week might be a strange one, and it will have to do with Blaine Gabbert.
Right.
But, all right, let's get to our last over-under, which the Redskins' defense has given up at least 30 points in three of their last four games and six of their last eight, if I have that stat right.
I believe you do.
And that's bad. That's bad, everybody.
That is definitely bad.
They are second to last in the league in points allowed. And
who's worse?
I don't know. Who do you think is worse? Cleveland?
That's my guess for about anything.
You never want to be near Cleveland.
No.
Like geographically or on lists. Sorry, Kime. All right. Anyway, so our last over-under is defensive points allowed. And right. Is this just defensive, right? So if they give up a special teams touchdown, won't count? Or is this total points?
No, it's points. Let's just go with points.
Okay. I think that's fair. All right. What do you got?
That's good. Well, it's their average on the year, and I didn't have time to flesh this out because you texted me that we've got to get started. But they average 17.
Taylor trying to blame me.
Average 17.8 points per game. That is 25th in the NFL.
The Cardinals average 17.8 points.
Right, and the Redskins, I don't know how much over. I believe, you know, they're in the same, in that same range as far as giving up points. So, you know, I think that's, you know, maybe we could bump that to 20.5.
20.5 for Blaine Gabbert on the road in bad weather, or at least cold.
At least cold weather. Yeah.
I'm going to say under. I think this is an ugly football game that is low scoring.
Ugly, I'm sure of that. let's see. Yeah, I will also go under. I think this is the defense kind of gets it back together against Blaine Gabbert, who is A, not very good, B, doesn't have an offensive line in front of him.
Right. Let's talk about, you have two stats that you wrote about. All right, so we're both going under there?
Yes.
So our only difference will be on P. Ryan. Okay. So we'll be watching P. Ryan's rush totals. For the record, I am up big on the year at this point in over-unders.
Yeah,
I think I'm 9-4. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
You owe me, like, multiple cheer wines, dude. But anyway, so let's talk about the Cardinals team because they're beat up. The Gabbert stat that stood out to me is 15 sacks in the last two games.
Yeah.
You wrote about it. You have a little more info on how many guys are out for them. You know, I don't know that they've sustained the injuries across their roster, the Redskins have, but offensively up front, they have.
Yes. Well, they'd already lost one. Mike Iupati, who has been an all-pro guard in the past, he went out earlier in the season. And just this last game, and I don't have the names in front of me. They're not all pro types, but they lost their starting left tackle, went on injury reserve, and he will be replaced by a fifth-round rookie.
Oh, boy. That should mean Ryan Kerrigan, Preston Smith, eat.
Yes, yes. And then their right guard Not out for the season, but has a foot injury, will not start. The guy who lost his job earlier this year to the guy who got injured is going back in. So the guy got sent to the bench once. Now the guy in front of him got hurt. Now he's coming in.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Ari Quanjo starting for the Skins. They cut him. Now he's their starter.
Right.
It's not that different.
Right.
But losing your left tackle is always a big deal. That is always, always a big deal. Ask the Redskins how that went. What game did he sit out? Cowboys? Game did Trent miss?
No, he was in. He was in the Giants game.
Giants game.
Well, they won, but they gave up six sacks.
Right. Kirk was getting beat up. All right, so we know that Arizona's coming in here beat up. But Arizona can still compete, and I think that defense is pretty good. I think of the final three games, Arizona's the toughest challenge the Redskins are going to have with the Broncos and the Giants, yeah. Probably in order.
Yeah, I mean, they won, you know, last game, last week, they won ugly. They beat the Titans, I think it was 12-7.
Right, and the Titans are 8-5 or something. Yeah, I mean, the Titans are winning games. The Cardinals are capable of winning ugly. I think maybe not being at home will be an issue for them, but I don't know what really... You know, what the feeling will be like at FedEx Field on Sunday either. Let's talk about this, Taylor. I'm going to switch the order on what we discussed. We talked about after the Cowboys game, the state of the Redskins. And we said Jay Gruden's job is safe unless. And one of our unlesses was this team loses their final five games.
Well, I think even more than losing, I think they would have to. Maybe
get blown
give
out.
Up 30 point plus points and only score one or two touchdowns. Kind of like the last two games.
Right.
You know, because we were talking, you know, kind of after the Thanksgiving game, it was like, well, Jay's, you know, they're safe. Jay kind of being and the coaching staff, they're safe unless it really gets ugly. Well, it's over the last
ugly.
Five games, guess what? We're 40% of the way to there.
Right. The last two games have been really as ugly as any game. Week 17 last year is still a worse loss because of what it meant.
Right, but they were competitive.
The Saints game is the worst loss of the season because of what it meant. But that Chargers game, the Cowboys game, they just had turnovers and shot themselves in the foot. The Chargers game, they didn't show up. And you mail it in the last three games, on the last four games of the year, that becomes a heads-must-roll situation.
Yeah.
And that dynamic has changed here in Ashburn, and I kind of think Gruden might know it. One thing I noticed, Taylor, is obviously, you know, Swearinger had his comments after the game last Sunday about preparation, about players got to be prepared, we got to know what we're doing. You know, Jay was cool about that. I don't know cool about that, but Jay was asked about that on Monday and was like, look, you know, if players aren't prepared, that's on us. We got to work this out. By Wednesday of this week, he was asked about it again, and his line was great. So, you know, we didn't play checkers last week.
Right.
They were preparing. If guys don't hear the preparation or that doesn't apply to the field, they've got to work on that. But I think Jay is growing tired of the notion that coaches aren't trying and that, you know, players aren't being told what to do.
Right. And you know, he might realize, hey, you know, it's great for me to take the blame and stand up, but... You know, that could cost me my job if I
right.
do that.
At some point, if you keep taking the blame, people might listen.
Right.
And I think the Skins are kind of starting to... I think... Here's what I know, Taylor, is that this team, this organization needs a win.
Yes.
Really bad.
Then this stops.
Things will calm down.
They will calm down. They won't stop, of course, unless they look, you know... The last two games are ugly, but at least that will...
Can't get blown out, man. Either.
Right.
If you lose an ugly loss, people are going to be mad. But you get blown out by Blaine Gabbert at home, big trouble.
Yes.
Agreed. So the state of this team is, I think we still both believe Gruden is okay, but it's contingent upon some wins.
Yeah, and games that I would expect them to win. I mean, the Cowboys, like you said, there were turnovers. They got Alfred Morris rolling for whatever reason.
Al's been pretty good with Zeke gone, but yeah.
Yeah, well, he just hadn't had the opportunity until
right.
Suspension. Zeke got sidelined. So, you know, but then, like I said, the Chargers game was just bad.
Terrible.
All around.
Terrible.
Terrible.
So, all right, we kind of know the state of the Redskins at this point. One thing that we should talk about, a little bit of news this week about Junior Gallette. I've been told that he is going to pursue free agency just ultimately because he's not getting opportunity with the Redskins. And, Taylor, I know you wrote about it. He should be getting more opportunity. I don't really understand what's going on there.
I tell you, you know, they are invested in Preston Smith. And I think they are also, you know, just, I mean, the guy is built like the proverbial Greek god. He's just, you know, he's got everything, you know, athletic. And then he starts off the year getting a sack in every game, yep. First five games, at least a half, four, and then he got a half. And then he disappeared.
Yep.
Pretty much. And, you know, I think they keep on waiting for that early season Preston Smith to come back.
I'm not suggesting... So Ryan Kerrigan leads them in snaps in pass rush situations, and he should. And I'm not suggesting that Preston Smith shouldn't be second in snaps in pass rushing situations. I just think Gallette should get more... When I wrote about this earlier in the week, and I'm going to use rough numbers because I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. I believe Gallette, in 13 games, fully healthy, had something like 190 snaps in pass rush situations. Jonathan Allen, who's a rookie, who's a really, really good player. I'm not taking anything away from John Allen, but he only played in five games, had 112 snaps in pass rush situations.
Well, I mean, those are different positions.
I understand that, but still, it's being on the field. And in the time since, they've introduced a package where Junior Gallette plays on the inside in pass rush situations with Kerrigan and Smith on the outsides.
Right.
I think you got to get him on the field more.
Yeah.
Because he's showing good push. He's still pressing tackles. It's interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he's kind of their project, their guy that they took off the scrap heap, you know, after he got cut by New Orleans,
yep.
Signed him, stuck with him through two Achilles
right.
injuries.
The Skins deserve to be applauded for sticking with him through the injuries and whatever else happened. And Gallette also deserves the opportunity to want to go play.
Right.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a free agent. That's
right.
That's how it's set up. No, nobody, you know, I am not at all into this. Well, he owes the Redskins. No, he doesn't.
Nobody owes anybody anything, man.
You know, if he doesn't suit their needs, they'll cut him in a heartbeat.
To that point, real quick, sometimes you'll hear that around the Cousins stuff. Like, oh, the Redskins owe him more. They should show him more.
Right.
$44 million over 2 years, dude.
Yeah.
They don't owe him a thing.
No.
And the exact same way that Kirk doesn't owe them a thing if he ever gets to free agency, or that he leverages his position to get to free agency.
Or leverages his position to get a massive contract.
Right. Well, I think he's already done that. I don't think he's going to sign with the Redskins.
Well, I don't know.
You think he's going to sign here?
I'm not ruling it out. I think it's not likely, but I think it is. I think it's more possible than a lot of people think it is. But see, I also don't think they're going to use the $35 million franchise tag on him.
You don't think lots of things. I think you're going to cough. We haven't done this in a while. I want to do Fan Friday next week. I want you guys to email me some stories. My email is james.finley@nbcuni.com. james.finley@nbcuni.com.
NBC Universal, if you want to remember it a little easier.
Yeah, but then they're going to
write... But that's what it stands for. No, they're not. We have intelligent listeners.
Dude, you just confused everybody. Way to go, Taylor. God, you got me off track, and you confused everybody, Taylor. I want to tell some of your stories. Tell me how you became a fan, your favorite fan moment, whatever it is you want to do. Also, we need reviews, folks. Reviews have slacked. If you want to see me dressed up as Santa, you're going to have to pour on the reviews. I know a lot of folks say they can't figure out how to do it. As far as I can tell, you can only leave a review if you're listening in iTunes or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, whatever the hell they want iTunes to be called. Taylor's such an Apple
iTunes
nerd
is a different thing.
That whatever, man. So
if you go to iTunes, you won't be able to review. You have to go to the podcast app.
Taylor's an Apple nerd.
Just trying to steer the people right.
All right. So, but I'm going to read one. We got one from JC3SkinsFanNM. I'm guessing that means New Mexico, but I don't know.
Never mind. I don't know.
Well, a local celebrity will like this one. JP, Rich, and Tischler, you guys do a great job with the information on the podcast. First over-under, Tandler coughs into the mic while JP reads this, is 0.5. So I'm already a big fan of this review. I love ragging on old man Tandler. I get jealous of you guys because when I listen, I want to interject. Obviously, I can't. You guys just have fun. Keep it up. By the way, JP, I've made it this far about 90-ish times, which equates to 90-ish beers. And no, I'm not a lawyer.
That's good.
Yeah. We are pro-lawyer listeners, but they have to turn, they have to pull out their headphones at various times.
Any sort of offer.
Yeah, any sort of offer is lawyer-free, void where prohibited. But
it's probably prohibited everywhere, but...
Right, but we're cool if lawyers listen.
Right.
But you gotta, like...
You gotta lighten up.
Yeah, lighten up, Francis. Yeah. I know you love that, Taylor, whatever the hell that means.
Very good. Stripes.
Stripes. All right, you want to do a prediction? And thank you for the reviews. Keep them coming. We appreciate it.
We do need more, though. We're stalling.
We did really well getting to 100. The new number is 150. I think we're at like 112, which was an R&B band in the 90s. Do you remember 112, no. Taylor?
No.
No? I think they were an R&B band. Anyway, so we need more reviews. But what's your prediction, RT?
My prediction is I think the Redskins will win this. You know, they seem loose to you. They seem kind of loose. I think they play better when they're loose instead of when they're tight or when they're tired or when they're, you know, in various other moods. I think they're loose. I think they feel like they have something to prove, and I think they feel like they have nothing to lose. I think that's a good combination. I will go with Redskins. Can they get 28? Yeah, I'll go with 28-17.
I think Arizona's going to have a hard time to score. I think the Skins have a much better offense. But the Arizona defense is tough, man. I don't often say this. I hope the Redskins win because what's going on right now sucks, and you just kind of – you want to break from it. Like, we go into the locker room every day, Tandler, and it sucks, man.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to ask these guys
– why you got your asses kicked.
Right. Like, the questions suck. The situations suck. I was on the radio with Chris Russell – earlier this week, I don't remember when, and Russell's got this thing where he's got to walk from Nats Park out to Redskins Park in Ashburn, and for our folks that are out of the area, that you're talking 35 miles probably. I mean, Ashburn is far out west in Virginia, and Nats Park is downtown D.C., and Russell's like, well, at least if they lose all their games, you guys get to see me walk. And I'm like, Russell, I don't want them losing all their games. I don't want to see you walk. Like, If they win the remaining three, they could still get to 8-8, which I think matters to the franchise.
Yes.
Matters for Jay Gruden to have three straight non-losing seasons. At this point, I think 7-9 should be the goal, so it's not a disaster of a year. 7-9 with all the injuries they've had and kind of a overhauled offense, it wouldn't be too bad. They need to win this week. I do think they can win the last two. They should win the last two. This is the really hard one, but if they lose this one, the negative momentum is just overwhelming.
I don't know if it's overwhelming.
It's pretty damn whelming.
Which one?
I don't know if that's the proper use of the word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
It's middle whelming.
It's fairly whelming.
Okay.
So I think ugly, I think 17-14 Skins squeak it out.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Dude, it's going to be ugly. Now, let's just hope it's not snowing or sleeting or any of those things.
I stay in the press box.
Not me.
You're the one that has to deal with outside.
Yeah, I do have to deal with outside, and I'm not looking forward to it. Actually, I don't mind cold. I just don't want it to be cold and wet. I don't mind snow, but, like, hail sucks.
Hail is no good.
Yeah.
Freezing
rain is the worst, I think. All right, that's enough weather talk from Tandler and I. Tandler, tell the
hashtag
folks.
Weather talk.
Yeah. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Not really, and if you're a lawyer, I'm sure that's copyrighted, so we never said that. So, Tandler, tell the folks what to do.
Well, subscribe to the podcast, you know, so and listen to it. And leave the reviews. We'll circle back to that. Leave the reviews.
I tell you what, you don't even have to listen. Just subscribe.
No, you gotta listen.
Yeah.
You gotta listen. Because they won't hear us ask them to subscribe or leave reviews if they don't listen.
That's true. Taylor, we never set the stage for folks. It's officially winter. We are back in my 2013 Honda Pilot. And it's officially winter part two. Taylor is now wearing his red long underwear under every article of clothing. So next time you see Taylor on TV, see if you notice this like red thermal that he wears. I hope you have like a bunch of those because you wear them every day.
No, my wife does laundry a lot.
How, every day?
I don't wear it. No, I do not wear this every day.
You wear it a lot.
I was wearing a black one yesterday.
You wear it. I'm going to start tweeting out pictures of how often you wear that.
But anyway, we are in the parking lot at Redskins Park watching players walk to their car.
So, earlier I saw somebody walking out in a walking boot, and I tried to point at Tandler, but it was too far away. I couldn't see who it was.
I couldn't either.
All right, so there's some inside info for you.
We had the tricycle.
Yeah, it was the tricycle.
That was Pryor.
You think it was Pryor?
Probably.
All right. That's what I was trying to figure out. We've already seen Pryor on the little tricycle thing, so that wouldn't be big news. All right. We got to wrap this thing. Taylor, say goodbye.
Follow me, facebook.com/TandlerNBCS.
Follow
me. I want to get those Facebooks up.
All right.
Facebook likes up.
Folks, thank you very much. As always, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.